AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research.
Full article.
Train closes at 88% of its yearly range, while building products' relative strength stays scarce. Train Technologies added 5.5% in the latest week and remains in an 18-week active trend signal, but the move came on below average volume and against a mixed industry backdrop. Research brief. Train Technologies finished the week ended 19 June at $483.40, up 5.5%, and only 3.8% below its 52-week high of $502.30. The weekly trend signal remains active, with price 11.4% above the trend line, while ShareMaestro fair value sits much lower, at $347.50. The read is constructive, but not one-sided, as volume was only 0.8 times the 13-week average, and building products and equipment breadth shows positive activity pressure, but limited relative strength. Key points. Latest close of $483.40 leaves Train at 87.9% of its 52-week range and 3.8% below the high. 2. The trend signal is active for an 18-week streak, with 39 of the past 52 weeks active and price 11.4% above the weekly trend line at $434. 3. Momentum is positive across major windows, 5.5% for 1 week, 7.4% for 4 weeks, 18.1% for 12 weeks, and 24.6% for 26 weeks. 4. Volume did not confirm with force. 4.9 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 6.4 million and a 52-week average of 6.6 million. 5. Sector context is supportive, but selective. U.S. industrials averaged a 1.4% weekly gain, while Train ranked around the 77th percentile within the broader industrials peer set. Price action stays constructive, but the valuation gap is wide. Train Technologies' latest weekly close at $483.40 puts the $99.8 billion industrials name close to its 52-week ceiling, with the stock sitting at 87.9% of its one-year range. The 5.5% weekly advance added to a 7.4% four-week gain and an 18.1% 12-week move, keeping the weekly price structure intact. The active trend signal remains the main technical support in the ShareMaestro read. Price is 11.4% above the trend line at $434, while the $347.50 fair value marker leaves a 39.1% premium. That premium reflects strong demand for the shares, but it also raises the threshold for fresh upside evidence if the stock is to challenge the $502.30 high again.
Sector comparison favors Train more than its industry group.
Within U.S. industrials, Train's weekly gain outpaced the sector average of 1.4%. and its 12-week return of 18.1% was ahead of the sector's 16.2% average. Sector breadth is moderately supportive, with 56.0% of industrial constituents in active trends and 55.0% showing positive market dynamics, although positive relative strength breadth is lower, at 48.0%. The building products and equipment industry is more uneven. The group averaged a stronger 5.7% weekly return and 9.1% four-week return, but only 40.6% of constituents have active trend signals, and just 25.0% show positive relative strength. Train's own trend, market dynamics, and relative strength readings are positive, which gives it a cleaner profile than many industry peers, even though the industry's 12-week average return of 41.0% is well above Train's 18.1%. Momentum has recovered as pressure cools from prior peaks. Market dynamics remain positive, with activity pressure at 0.24 and relative leadership at 1.29. The relative strength improvement is meaningful after recent negative readings, including negative 3.26 a week earlier and negative 7.32 in late May. The expectancy model is also positive at 56.88%, adding to the constructive weekly read. The caution is that activity pressure has fallen 66.4% over 4 weeks, and the latest signal state shows no fresh buy, despite the positive backdrop. That makes the current setup a balanced read. Trend and momentum are working, but pressure is no longer accelerating in the same way it was earlier in the move. Participation is the missing confirmation. The latest 5.5% advance came on 4.9 million shares, below both the 13-week average of 6.4 million and the 52-week average of 6.6 million. That 0.8 times volume ratio is not a warning by itself, but it means the week's price strength did not arrive with broad participation. The contrast with earlier confirmation weeks is clear. Train's 8.9% gain in the week of 30 January came on 14.2 million shares, and the 8.1% rise the following week came on 9.2 million shares. Current participation is lighter. So the next test is whether volume expands if price presses towards the high water mark. Risk and watch next framing. Weekly volatility remains steady, with 13-week volatility at 3.4% versus a 52-week base of 3.5%. The one-year up-down split is positive at 30 advancing weeks against 22 declining weeks, while average gains of 2.6% are broadly matched by average losses of 2.7%. That balance argues for respect toward both the active trend and the risk of near-high digestion. The watch points are clear. Whether price can hold above the $434 trend line on any pullback, whether activity pressure stabilizes after its four-week fade, and whether a volume ratio above 1.5x appears on the next directional move. With 14 reversal markers in the recent smart money read, and the stock only 3.8% below its 52-week high, continuation needs stronger confirmation than price alone. Research note: this article is for educational market research only, and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.